And welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brad Mason joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Cross Country team. And you're getting set to start the high school season coming up this afternoon. Just kind of looking at your team, we'll focus on the high school group right now and just seeing what you have back. Coach, Lance Lundin was a top 15 guy for you at the state meet last year in Class 3A. Ariana Armstrong on the girls' side also qualified for state. Looks like you got a decent number out here this year with seven on the high school side of things. Just as you look at this group, what are some of the things that you're seeing so far here in the early practices?
Well, you know, all summer long, I was gone a lot of the summer, and my wife, Renee, just told me some really great things about the kids. They were really easy to work with, and just some positive attitudes and, you know, a willingness to do some workouts. So a lot of them had some great, you know, off-season conditioning. And you know, we all know, whether it's football or, you know, volleyball, whatever the sport, off-season conditioning is going to pay huge dividends, you know, by the time you get to October. So you're right, Lance Lundin kind of leads the pack. He was a top 20 All-State for us as a freshman. So looking at getting him back to state, you know, in October, the Ariana Armstrong. She's going to be a junior now, and hoping to get her back. And not just those two, but you know, there's a long two. So, yeah, a few more kids out this year than last year. We have eight high schoolers out and, you know, seven junior hires. But, yeah, really excited about, you know, some good numbers.
Hey, do you look, as I mentioned, you get set to start the season coming up. You'll be at the Concordia Invitational. Starts at 4:15 this afternoon. This meet, I think, probably, and you would agree, is a good way to start the season for you. What are some of the teams that you're expecting to see, and how do you guys stack up there at Concordia this afternoon?
Yeah, Concordia is kind of a challenge. Always has been. It's normally it's a tough course over there. If you've ever golfed over there, pretty hilly course. So it's a good challenging course, and it's probably the toughest course that we run because it's early on, and kids maybe not quite as used to the hill running as we would like. But Phillipsburg will be there. St. John's has a good small core this year. Belleville. Republic County. I heard Anthony Nunez, who is a former runner of mine, he's an assistant coach up there this year, and I'm expecting some really great things coming from Republic County. But I heard through the grapevine they have 41 kids out. That's junior high and high school. So they have a really solid boys group. So I think they're going to really make some waves. Abilene will probably show up there, Sacred Heart, Minneapolis. So some really good competition. So hopefully we'll see, you know, maybe Lance, you know, placing up there pretty high. Ariana Porter is really doing really well. Abby Porter, who's also a junior. So anyway, anything can happen. We'll just see how things work out. And we go next week then totally almost an opposite course. We go down to Heston, which is as flat as a pancake. It's really, really fast course down there. So this would be a good meet to kind of figure out where they're at. And they get a little bit, the meets kind of get a little bit easier in terms of the, you know, the amount of hills or the lack of hills like we see at Heston. The junior high will go to Sacred Heart on Tuesday, which is a really fast course. So anyway, we're really looking forward to, you know, starting things off on a good note. So anyway.
Take me through real quick of what you want to see from your kids during the season, because you want to obviously get things rolling, but you want to be closer to your PRs and things like that toward the postseason, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a challenge as a coach because, you know, a lot of our workouts, it's a little bit more technical than what people think, you know. So we would like to know a really decent time that they can run. And the junior high will run a 2 mile, depending on the weather situation. Sometimes they'll run a mile, but so we want to see a legitimate 2 mile competitive time, and I want to see a legitimate 3.1, a 5K time, you know, that the high schoolers run. So from that, I extrapolate, you know, numbers, and we do race pace stuff typically on Mondays. So if it's a really, really challenging course, hilly course, or if it's really hot or whatever, I don't really get a legitimate time. So it's a little bit harder to kind of figure out what times they need to run, like, say, on a Monday when we're doing repeat, you know, intervals at race pace. So what I really look forward to is just, you know, them finishing the race solid, maybe holding back a little bit, you know, because like we always say as coaches in cross country, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We want to finish strong. It's easier, much psychologically easier when you're passing kids in the last mile than if you're being passed. It just helps with the finish, obviously. And then I kind of look almost past, you know, Concordia, because next week with Sacred Heart and definitely at Heston, it's a very accurate course, and it's very flat, so I can get some lot better times, you know, at Heston that I can use as a coach to kind of figure out what they need to be doing during the week and other practices. But you know, we just want, you know, good effort, you know, good competition, you know, be there, you know. It's surprising, the first course, sometimes the first two or three meets, it's really surprising to me as a coach in a varsity race, the number of kids that you see walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times it's a heat issue, or they're just not quite, you know, conditioned. So we kind of hope, and we can kind of tell, you know, as coaches, there's going to be a couple that are not going to be running, you know, Concordia. They're just not conditioned. They're not quite ready to run that race that they need to. But you give them another week or two, they'll be ready to go.
Brad Mason, the head coach of the Bullitt Cross Country team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season at Concordia.
Hey, thank you very much, Dusty. Appreciate the support there.